We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Coors Light. These days, everything is go, go, go. It's nonstop hustle all the time. Work, friends, family expect you to be on 24/7. Well, sometimes you just need to reach for a Coors Light because it's made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. It is literally made to chill. Coors Light is the one I choose when I need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Blue Wire.
NBA Most Valuable Player, Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Giannis trailing the lob. Oh! Giannis Antetokounmpo.
2 seconds. Middleton. Yes! Chris Middleton.
Back jumper. Got it!
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Hey there. Welcome to your Eurostep Monday Primer. This is going to be a weekly, obviously on Mondays, segment here at the Eurostep, sort of separate from the usual episodes where I, your host, Ty Windisch, walk you through what you may have missed in the last week of Milwaukee Bucks / Wisconsin Herd news, look forward to the next week, and then maybe briefly do a little bit of general NBA stuff. So primarily from last week here in this first episode of the Monday Primer, we're just going to talk about the Bucks open scrimmage that was held at Fiserv Forum on Sunday, October 6th. First note, I mean, a lot of guys looked impressive, which is kind of a duh. That's kind of the point of these things, is to show off everybody, make everybody look good. I mean, there's a little defense on display. It's probably, maybe not quite all-star levels of not defending. I think a lot of the guys on the team are just too invested in not looking foolish to not defend to that level, but certainly not a lot of defense, and it didn't really matter who was trying to defend Giannis Antetokounmpo. He was doing whatever he wanted, early, late, throughout the competition. Thanasis, his brother, actually, had some of the better defensive efforts on him. It was fun to watch, but Giannis looked really impressive, and his stroke looked good before the scrimmage, which was open to fans. I want to say something like 16,000 fans were in attendance, which is pretty awesome for what's basically a practice run there. But he was letting it fly from three before the scrimmage, certainly letting it fly from three during the scrimmage. He also had a nice little fadeaway post jumper that I liked. It was, you know, a little Kobe-esque, and I know Giannis has studied Kobe before. He studied Kyle Korver now too. I think I prefer the second one for a lot of reasons. I think Korver has been known as a bit of a pure shooting teacher, whereas sometimes Kobe can drive the wrong ideas about isolation scoring in people's heads, but I'll take it. I'll take it all if Giannis is going to have a three-point shot and a turnaround shot from the post. I mean, I don't love post offense. I don't think it's very efficient. I'd rather see Giannis do more pick and roll, both sides of it, really. But just having more weapons in the tool bag is helpful. I think that was, for me at least, one of the primary lessons I learned from the Eastern Conference Finals last year, where Kawhi pretty much just tore out Milwaukee's heart. Also, it was good to see Giannis looking sharp in his first sort of general, at least televised or publicized. It was streamed, not on actual TV, but good to see Giannis looking sharp in general in our first look at him since the FIBA World Cup. Obviously, that didn't go the way Greece would have wanted it to, but it's nice to see that despite sort of all of the basketball he's played, the very little, if any, time off he has had, still looking good. That's always encouraging for the franchise player. One of the little matchups I really liked from this scrimmage was Sterling Brown versus Dante DiVincenzo. You know, these guys are going to be playing for playing time this year. They're going to be competing for playing time this year, really. Wes Matthews is believed to have that two spot locked up. Wes missed a few threes, but had some really good looking moments as well in the scrimmage. But Sterling was hitting some threes. I think he was wearing a hoodie under his practice penny, which was awesome. Sterling, I think, had an and one three. That was pretty cool. But Dante getting the upper hand in the one-on-one matchup, absolutely stuffing a Sterling Brown layup at one point. And he looked explosive. I mean, bursting, taking a lot of mid-range jumpers, which you don't always love, but maybe you don't hate as much as some people do. Dante in general, just looking explosive out there. And Eric Bledsoe, I saw, hit a pull-up three. So that's always nice to see that. That would be a huge adjustment from Bled. I mean, feels like a lot of people refer to the Bucks as, you know, just shooters around Giannis. Well, you know, unfortunately, when Bledsoe's out there, it's not always all shooters around Giannis. So if he was just to pick up his three-point shooting a little bit at this point in his career, just be a little bit more effective, that could make a big difference and pay dividends for the Milwaukee Bucks. The one Buck who didn't participate here, DJ Wilson, as per our friend Eric Name, he's out with a hamstring. The Bucks apparently do not expect it to be as serious as his injury last year. Still discouraging to see one of the top Bucks young players. I'm guessing we're not, it doesn't feel right to call Giannis a young player as if he's a prospect anymore. So in terms of the younger guys who you expect to develop quite a bit more, that's a disappointing one to not see. But if it helps him get right for the season, then obviously it's very, very understandable. One guy who really let it fly from deep is Cam Reynolds, the Bucks' newest two-way player, him and Frank Mason. Frank struggled a little bit on scoring from the field, but had fun out there, I guess. But Cam Reynolds let it fly from deep, hit several threes. You could see him on the Bucks a little bit this year. It seems like the team is really, really deep, a lot of veterans, so I don't know how much time Cam Reynolds will see at the NBA level, but certainly both of those guys will play a lot at the G League level this year. And a lot of the unfamiliar names, you know, the guys not on the 15-man main roster for the Bucks here in this scrimmage, you're likely to see a few of them at the G League, especially Luke May, who didn't have the greatest scrimmage either. A couple of huge Herd trades. These are older than a week, but we haven't really talked about them here on the podcast yet. The first one, I would say the biggest by far, Herd legend, Herd record holder, at least a lot of them until Christian Wood had his just wild season statistically last year. But Xavier Munford dealt away, plus the 46th and 86th overall picks in the upcoming G League draft. That's in late October. I think it's the 27th. Those three things all for DJ Hogg, a 6'9" forward who was excited about this trade. He quote tweeted the Herd announcement and said, "Let's get it." So that's good. But DJ Hogg, the 8th pick, the 59th pick, and the 64th pick in exchange for Xavier Munford, the 46th pick, and the 86th pick. So the Herd get a much better overall pick and a couple of ones for Xavier Munford and two decent picks there in that draft. And then also Gerard Tauron, hopefully saying that right, and the 39th overall pick from the Sioux Falls Sky Force in exchange for Wisconsin's 34th overall pick. So a couple of trades really moving around. It wouldn't shock me to see more trades now that, I mean, the net gain was a couple there over those two trades and just overall picks. So we'll see if the Herd make any more moves. But certainly, biggest takeaway out of there for now for me would be, you know, saying goodbye to Xavier Munford, which the Herd did pretty nicely on Instagram and their social channels recently, but really, you know, hits the game winner in the first ever Wisconsin Herd game. Herd GM Dave Dean taking a risk to trade a lot of picks for him before year one, and I would say it certainly panned out. So best wishes to X going forward for sure. All right, up next, we're going to have the Bucks preview of the upcoming week, but first, just a couple of quick words from a couple of great sponsors. You know, I'm sure everyone listening to this can relate. Following a team you love in 2019 can be time-consuming. Trying to follow everything happening in sports is almost impossible, especially across multiple sports. Scrolling through every app and visiting every website on a daily basis, it's just about impossible. That's why I subscribe to Axios Sports, the best free daily newsletter in the land. Axios Sports is a modern sports page, and it's delivered directly to your email inbox. When you sign up for free at sports.axios.com, that's A-X-I-O-S, Axios, you'll get the best stories from the NBA and NFL, all the way ranging from those to cricket and ping pong and everything in between. Axios Sports also highlights the most important stats and trends, giving you the ability to stay informed. It's super simple to sign up, and it's free. Remember, that's at sports.axios.com. Not only will you be caught up, but you can be the friend sharing the amazing link with your buddies. Everybody loves that guy who comes through with the good links. Be that person or girl. Join the 100,000 sports fans who get caught up on the day before it even begins. And best of all, there's no paywall, no subscription fee, nothing. This is free, curated sports content delivered directly to you. Sign up at sports.axios.com. Just go try it for free right now. sports.axios.com. The ancient Greeks didn't need flex balls or heated handles or any of this other weird stuff that's coming on razors nowadays. And neither do you. That's why Harry's doesn't overcharge you to add gimmicky features to their razors. They focus on delivering what actually matters: sharp, durable blades at a fair price. I actually really enjoy Harry's. I use a Harry's razor. I have before. I was even with the Blue Wire Network, and we had this partnership with Harry's, but I certainly still do. I love it. It gives me a close shave. There's an easy glide, and the price is low. So do us here at the Eurostep a favor and check out harrys.com/bluewire for your free trial today. Harry's is a return to the essential: quality, durable blades at a fair price. And Harry's is super convenient. Blade refills are delivered directly to your door on your schedule, with or without a subscription, and there's no risk for trying them out, because if you don't love your shave like I do, you can let them know and they'll give you a full refund. Eurostep listeners can redeem the Harry's trial set at harrys.com/bluewire. You get a weighted ergonomic handle for a firm grip, a 5-blade razor with a lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel with aloe to keep your skin hydrated, and a travel blade cover that keeps your razor dry and easy to grab on the go. All you need to do to redeem that is harrys.com/bluewire to shave better today. Go check it out. Pick up this trial set. Trust me, it is worth every penny. All right, let's now move on to the Bucks next week. And this is a pretty big next week to talk about. If you're not aware, Milwaukee's preseason starts tonight. The Bucks play 5 preseason games this year, and they get them out of the way quickly every other day pace for a while here. 4 out of the 5 are going to be this week, starting off with at the Chicago Bulls, 7 p.m. tonight, Monday night, taking on the Bulls in Milwaukee's first preseason action of the year. Then a rare home game in this preseason. Milwaukee comes home, short drive up from Chicago to play the Utah Jazz on Wednesday at 7 at Fiserv Forum. Then the Bucks hit the road again to go play the Dallas Mavericks on Friday at 7:30. And then finally this week, Sunday, the Bucks will play at Washington at 5 p.m. for a little almost matinee game. Certainly check out these preseason games. I'm not exactly sure how you're going to be able to watch them yet, if they'll simply be streaming, if they'll be televised. I know there's an assortment of national games that are being televised on various places for the preseason. You know, it's preseason basketball, so don't expect too much, especially the Bucks here. Guys are going to sit some of these games. Even the notoriously tight-lipped Mike Budenholzer has already basically said as much, especially some of the high-volume guys who you expect to play a lot for the Bucks, who also played in FIBA. So Giannis, Chris Middleton, Brooke Lopez, for sure, I think we'll get to see some rest here. And Ersan Ilyasova and Tanasis Antetokounmpo also played in FIBA. Ersan might rest a bit just because he's, you know, one of the older vets on the team. Well, maybe not anymore, but he's an older vet on the team. I wouldn't expect Tanasis to rest much. He didn't play a ton in FIBA. He's not going to be expected to play a lot of minutes this year. So I would imagine he would be one of those guys who jumps at every chance to play he gets in the preseason, especially because his brother Giannis is like that too, even though he did play a lot of minutes. But I would expect to see some rest. I don't know if that'll be in the form of guys taking entire games off or simply just playing a lesser role during the games. But certainly you're not going to see regular rotations at this point. I mean, this is still a chance to check out some of these younger players, some of the guys who won't be on the regular season roster, and the two-way guys. So if you look at it from that lens with just sprinkling of the really good players mixed in, it's probably going to be more fun and rewarding than if you expect to see, you know, 35 minutes of Giannis or whatever. So that's going to be the biggest happening, obviously, for this week in Bucks basketball. Make sure to either follow or try to tune into these preseason games. And I'm sure there'll be plenty of highlights shared on social by the Bucks and others, whoever is, you know, watching those games and everything. There's always a pretty dedicated group of basketball watchers on NBA Twitter. So I'm sure we'll see some good stuff from those. And then finally, just quickly around the NBA here, the biggest bit of league news I would say that relates to the Bucks is the Toronto Raptors signing Kyle Lowry to a one-year extension worth $31 million. In addition to the $33 million he's already going to make this season, that means Kyle Lowry is well paid, going to be making nearly $65 million over this and next season combined. Obviously a crucial player for the Raptors on the court and probably one of the most important slash greatest off-court Raptors at this point as well. Kyle Lowry is still eligible to be traded this year. I'm not sure if there's any weight at all or not, because this extension does fall under the rules of what's allowed under an extended trade transaction. So doesn't necessarily mean the Raptors are committed to this core. They could still trade Kyle Lowry or one of the other veterans on this team like Serge Ibaka or Marc Gasol, but probably means Lowry will not be traded. Honestly, I don't know. This isn't a big positive for his value. You know, on a team looking for maybe sort of a rental to go for a championship value, maybe they want that extra year, but it's not a discounted extra year by any means. This is the largest, I think, annual value extension ever for a player of Lowry's age. He's well over 30 now. So not sure how this impacts that, but I don't think this is a move about trade value. In my opinion, this signals that the Raptors are not looking to entirely blow it up. Instead, just to sort of retool and continue building here. So not the greatest news for the Bucks, who certainly would be better off and have an even easier East if the Raptors did just blow it up and start tanking or whatever. But, you know, still Toronto without Kawhi Leonard in town should not be a true threat to Milwaukee in the playoffs anyway. So it's probably not, you know, the biggest deal, just something to look forward to as we head into the season here. And we're almost there. We're almost to the NBA regular season. I'm very excited. Hopefully everybody listening is very excited. That's all I've got here for this Monday primer edition of the Eurostep. Looking to make this a regular feature. So let me know how you feel about it on Twitter, at Ty Windish. And make sure to share the podcast, you know, subscribe on whatever platform you're on. Certainly, you know, tell people about it. That's simple. Doesn't have to be technology. I mean, certainly you could tweet or post on Facebook, but just, you know, tell people that you know who enjoy the Bucks about this podcast. Tell them to check it out, and hopefully you will like it. Hopefully you do like it. Hopefully they will like it. And hopefully you will be back next time for the next episode of the Eurostep. Thank you so much for listening.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Mail checks, invoices, documents, and everything you need to keep your business running. Get rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS. And with the mobile app, you can take care of mailing on the go. Make the same no-brainer decisions as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.